Paragraph Yudches. V'ze b'chinas mashekosuv b'medrash rabba shmois perech chof gimel. It says over there in the medrash on the posuk oz yoshir Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. It's talking about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu sang when they came out of Egypt. They came to the Red Sea and they saw the Red Sea split. They sang. So all the mafarshim ask why yoshir. Yoshir means future tense. So the medrash says hahu dichsiv. This is related to what it says in a pasuk, Nochoin kisacho meoz. Hashem, your throne was established from then. Omar Rabbi Berechia b'shem Rabbi Abohu. Rabbi Berechia said in the name of Rabbi Abohu, Afal pi shemei oylamoto. It says, the wording in the pasuk, the pasuk says, Nochoin kisacho meoz mam oto. Hashem, your throne was established from then. Me oilam oto, and you are oto me oilam. You are from the beginning of time. Kavyocho Hashem existed me oilam from way, way, way back, but His throne was established me oz. Me oz means from then. When is then? The Medrash says then means when the Jews, when they were standing at the Red Sea and they said oz yoshir, that's when the throne of Hashem really became established. So Rabbi Brechi said in Rabbi Bo, Afal pi shemei oylamoto, even though you Hashem existed from the beginning of time, loy nisiyashev kisacho, your throne wasn't really established. You weren't seated on your throne. Veloy noidato ba oylamecho, and you weren't acknowledged and recognized throughout the world, ad sheomru bonecho shira, until your children sang to you at the splitting of the Red Sea. That's why it says, Nochoin kisacho meoz, your throne was established from then. Mehir, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chulu, etc. The Medrash says, Moshe lemelech she'osa milchama, this could be compared to a king who was king for a while, but then he went out to war, v'notzach, and he was victorious in the war. He succeeded. I'm reading now from the Medrash Rabbah. V'osu oisoi Augustus. So when he won the battle, all of his people got together and they declared him an Augustus. Augustus means like a much higher title, not a king, like a couple, king of kings in a sense. They raised him to a much higher level of status than his original title. Amru loy, because they said to him, Ad shelo yosiso hamelchama, until you went out to war, hoyisa melech, you were a king, you were given a certain degree of respect. Achshov, but now, Osinucha Augustus. Now that you went out to war and you won, we declared you an Augustus. So now the Medrash says, Ma yesh kovoid bein hamelech l'Augustus? What's the difference in the respect for an Augustus versus the respect for a king? Elo hamelech oimed al haluach v'Augustus yoshev. A king stands, and an Augustus sits. The Mephoshim here struggle with this a little. Al-Haluach means like on a board, seeming to imply that could be in those days that when they would make portraits of a king, if he was a king, they would show a portrait of him in a standing position. Whereas like an emperor, when you see a picture of an emperor, you see him seated on the throne. That's even a higher level of kovoid. It's assumed that seated is a higher status than standing. Kach Omru Yisrael, this is what the Yidden said to Hashem. Be'emes, the truth is, Ad Sheloi Borosho Ilamcho Hoyisoto. Hashem, even before you created the world, you were still you. You were great. Misha Borosoi Soi Atohu. And after you created the world, you're still the same Hashem. You're just as great. You were the same Hashem as before you created the world. However, once you created the world, you were standing already. You became established to a degree. Kavyochol, that was Hashem's first level of being established. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Omad vayemoided eretz. Kavyochol, Hashem stood up and He formed the earth. Implying that that's Kavyochol Hashem's first aliyah, when Hashem created. However, Avul Mishe Omadato Bayam Vomarnu Shirolafanecho, but Hashem, when you were standing by the Red Sea and we sang this special song for you, Be'oz, using this word Oz, Nisyashva Malchusecha, V'kisacha. That's when your kingdom and your throne really became established. Nochoin. Hoy nochoin kisacha me'oz. That's why the Pasuk says, nochoin kisacha me'oz, that your throne was established from Oz, which Oz? Oz Yoshir. That's when Hashem's throne really became established. This is what the Medrash says. Watch what Rav Nosson Zal does with this for us. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ad kam l'shoinai, up to here is the words of the Medrash. Uklal kavonas ha-medrash, the general intent of this Medrash is, Shekoidem she-Yisroel omru shiro, before the Jews sang Hashem's praises, Hoyo Hashem Yisborach bebechinas oimed. Kaviyochel, Hashem was in the category of standing. His throne wasn't yet fully readied and established that he should be able to be seated on his throne. Hainu, his kingdom wasn't yet fully established. And he wasn't recognized in the world. Adachar shomru shira, until after the Yidden said shira. Oz hechinu kisoy kaviyocha. That's what really established. That's how they really established his throne. Va'oz heshivu oisay yisborach kaviyocha al kisoy. That's when they seated Hashem on his throne. Ki oz nisyasho malchusoy v'noida boilamoy. Va'oz malchusoy kaviyocha godol beyoser. That's when his kingdom became still greater. Bebechinas Augustus. As the Medrash uses this word, Augustus, which means like a world leader, an emperor, that type. Avol betchila, hoyorak bebechinas melech. Whereas in the beginning, Hashem was only melech. K'may shekosav sham, as the Medrash says, Moshe le melech shenotzal milchama, v'oso oise Augustus, ayin sham. Look in the Medrash over there. Hainu, Rav Nosson says, this teaches us. Al pi ha-toyra hanal, based on this chapter in Likutei Moran, She'ikar ha-hiskarvus la-Hashem Yisborach hu al-yidei hoido v'shirois v'tishbochois. The main closeness to Hashem comes about only through praising Hashem and singing to Hashem. Sha'idei meir ho-emes b'ribua hadibur. That's how a person shines truth into all four quadrants of speech. This is something Rabbi Enozal speaks about in that chapter in Likud Imran. He talks about four major areas of speech which you want to shine emes into. Ad shezoichen legalois achdus haposhut mitoch kulois pishtanois. Until a person is zoiche to reveal the oneness of Hashem coming from all of Hashem's diversified creations. Shehu masherabim shem shinu deois. Which means when you have a large group of people, all with different opinions, sheze ikar bechinas pulois mishtanois, that's the best example of diversified creations, different human beings with different understandings and different opinions, maskimim ledea achas amitis, and all of them conform and see eye to eye on one opinion, one derech. We learned earlier that that's the key to all the problems of the Yidden being resolved. We showed how when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Dosan Vaviram fighting, he said, now I understand why the Yidden are in Golus. There's no Achdus, they belong in Golus. Which means the key to being taken out of Golus, the key to being taken out of problems and suffering is when this Achdus, this revelation of the oneness of Hashem, the diversified opinions becoming unified. The Alkain, Iker Yedias Elukusoi Ba'olam Bishlemus. Therefore, the main concept of Hashem becoming recognized and acknowledged by the world, Bishlemus, in a total way, Shehu Bechinas His Yashvus Kisoy Kaviyochol, which is compared to the concept of Hashem being seated on his throne, Hu Al Yidei Shiro Daiko. The Medrash says, how does it come about? Through singing, through the singing to Hashem, that special praise to Hashem that they said at Kriyas Yamsuf. Ki Shiro, hu ikar shleimus hahoido, because a song represents the ultimate praise. When a person wants to really praise somebody at a wedding, I saw this recently at a wedding, they wanted to really say good about the chosn. You know what they did for him? They wrote a song about him. That's the ultimate praise. She'oimrim ha'hoidois b'leiv sholoim b'shir v'simcha. Not only a poem, in other words, a poem, you're reading it in a sense, it's praise, but it's a certain level. But when a song is written, that's like the ultimate praise. That's where you're taking the words of praise and putting life into them. That's when you really, really respect someone. A niggun is also that concept. When a person sings a niggun of joy as an expression of how happy they are with Hashem, that kind of thing. Shezeh zochu Yisrael bekriyas yamsuf. This, the Yidden was zochu to at the splitting of the Red Sea, achrei shekvar hischilo yishuosam. Once their salvation already began, sheyotzu mimitzrayim, they got out of Egypt already, ukvar omru halel vohido bepesach, and they had already said halel on Pesach, you know, on the 15th of Nisan when they got out of Egypt, ad shezochu lahapil es mitzrayim legamri, until they succeeded in knocking down Egypt completely. Kinizbatlu ribuy hashinuyim shel hapulos mishtanos, because all the differences became nullified. Venizgale achtus haposhut, the oneness, the unification of Hashem was revealed. Veheeminu b'Hashem uv'Moish Avdoi, the Torah declares that they believed in Hashem and His servant Moish Rabbeinu. What does it mean they believed in Hashem? They believed that there's only Hashem. Ein oid milvadoi. There's no Elokim Acherim like the Egyptians said. The Egyptians believed in the signs of the zodiac. They worshipped the sheep, which is the symbol of the sign of the zodiac of Nisan, representing the concept of stars, Teva, belief in Teva. The chol mashen is batlu hagolus vatzoros shalamitzriim. And the more that they were zeche, that the exile and the trouble from Egypt got nullified, at shekol ho'akum nizbatlu, to the point where all nations of the goyim in the world crumbled in a sense. Ki nofal aleim emosav afacha, the Torah says that the whole world became filled with respect and fear for Am Yisrael when they were marching out of Egypt. Kamay shekosul, as the pasuk says, shamu amun amim yirgozen, nations heard about it and they trembled. The more that the goyim get nullified, the goyim who represent pulois mishtanois, the more the oneness of Hashem becomes revealed. And that's what kept promoting the Jews and projecting them to higher and higher levels of praise. In other words, coming out of Mitzrayim, they sang Hallel. Marching, when they continued marching and the whole world started trembling for them, then they went to a higher level of praise, which is this Shira. Ad she'omru Shira b'leiv sholem, till they were zecha to sing this song with a full heart. Bebechinas oz yoshir Moshe. And that's when Hashem's kingdom really became established. We have many times like the concept of seated on his throne, the king being seated on his throne. Because that represented the ultimate revelation of the unification of Hashem from all the pulois mishtanois, all the goyim coming to acknowledge Hashem. Even Yisroi, remember? Yisroi came along and said, Ato yodati ki godla, even the Pope. Notice, the oneness of Hashem even reached the Pope. Even he came to the realization that ki godol Hashem mikol holikim, that originally he was worshipping 3,000 idols, and from all the 3,000 became one. From the pulois mishtanois became achtu saposhut. Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in the Qumran that this is the Iker Kovoid of Hashem, when the oneness of Hashem is recognized from pa'ulois mishtanois, from tremendous diversification. It's not when you have a team of robots acknowledging Hashem that's Hashem's kovod. The kovod of Hashem is when you have yidden, where every single one thinks differently, and if they can all get together and unite on this issue of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, that's the beauty. That's the real kovod Hashem. Ki ikar binyan kisloi kavyachol hameyapulois mishtanois kishnes kapsim yachad b'deya echod v'nechlolim b'yachdus haposhut mizeh nivne kisloi kavyachol. Because the main building of the throne of Hashem comes from taking these pulois mishtanois and unifying them. Sheklula migavnin sagin, the throne of Hashem, which is multicolored. It's not one color, it's multicolored. Ki ho ikar hu ma sherabim sheyesh bohem shinui deos kulam nechlolim b'deya achas amitis v'kanal. Because the main kovod of Hashem is when you have a large group of people who think differently and they become unified for Hashem, that's the ikar kovod. As the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch always quote the pasuk, what's the famous pasuk? Baroiv om hadras melech. The main beauty of a king is baroiv om, when you have a lot of people with different attitudes, different opinions, all getting together in one shul, that's a tremendous kovod Hashem. It's not that if you have 20 people in one shul and 20 people in a second shul, it's the same as if you have 40 in one shul. It's not the same. Because when you have 40 in one shul, it's a rabbim, it's a larger crowd that's unified. As it says over there at Kriyas Yamsuf, that all of them believed in Hashem and in the Tzaddik. In Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu, shekulam hiskimu ledeya achas, all of them became unified in this one item, v'nichlelu b'Hashem uv'Moshe be'emuna shleima, and they merged with Hashem and with Moshe Rabbeinu in one opinion. Everybody became totally unified. V'chol nafshos Yisrael chatzuvim mikisei hakovod. Rav Moshe Zal says, we know that where do the Jewish souls come from? They're all carved out from the throne of Hashem. That's the wording in the Gemara, that the Jewish souls are chotzuv mitachas kisei hakovod. Ukishnechlolim yachad b'deya achas b'emunak desha. Therefore, when they become unified in one faith, alidezeh nivne v'nigdal kisei kvod yisporach, that represents the development and the establishment of the throne of Hashem. Because the throne of Hashem is the Jewish nefoshos. When there's disunity among them, then the throne of Hashem is scattered. Kavioch Hashem has nothing to sit down on. When all the Yidden get it all together, like by Yaakov Avinu laying his head down, there were 12 stones, he didn't know where. When all 12 stones merged into one, he had where to put his head down. When all the Jewish neshamos get it together and they become unified, then Hashem has what to sit down on. Ki kol binyano minefoshos Yisrael hachatzuv mishom, because the whole binyan of the kisei hakovod of Hashem is specifically from the nefoshos Yisrael which come from there. Ve'oz nisyashev malchusoi kemelech hayoshev al hakisei. That's when Hashem's kingdom became established, like a king sitting on a throne. Bebechinas yeshiva, v'loy bebechinas amida, sitting, not standing. Ki noida ba'olamo yehete, because he really became acknowledged and respected throughout the world. V'nis yashev bedas ubalev kolechot v'yechod. And Hashem became accepted. The word leishev means to sit. Yishuv hadas means when your mind is able to accept something well. That's when Hashem became accepted in everybody's minds and hearts, the bechinas yeshiva al kisei, the concept of seated on a throne. No, nothing shaky about it. Seated, very well established. It says in the beginning when Hashem created the world, there was a debate among the angels. Truth said Hashem should not create man. So Hashem took the truth and threw it to the ground. Question is, truth is the best thing in the world. Why throw it to the ground? And then afterwards it says Hashem picked up the truth and reestablished it. So one of the explanations that's given is that truth by itself isn't yet good. When the truth is thrown in the mud and then picked out from the mud and cleaned off, it's like a diamond. When you look at it by itself, it looks beautiful. When the diamond falls in the mud, then you take it out of the mud and clean off all the mud, that's when you see its real beauty. Here also, when the neshama is, the throne of Hashem is made up of the Jewish nefoshos. Fine, nothing impressive yet. When Hashem takes the nefoshos and throws them down to earth in the mud and scatters them, mefuzar or mefoyrad, like Haman said, they're scattered on all four ends of the earth. And then they get it together and they unify and they become one. That's this concept of a much higher truth, you know, and a much higher level of beauty. And that's when the throne of Hashem really becomes established. We just heard it in a shir this Shabbos. We had the privilege of having Rabbi Heger here speak. And he spoke about Yehuda. Yehuda was the king of the brothers. He was king. The whole claim, the reason why they were angry at Yosef HaTzadik was because Yosef HaTzadik declared himself as king. They said, who are you thinking? We have a king already. The king is Yehuda. And then they sold Yosef HaTzadik everything, and then Yehuda got dumped. Yehuda got Vayered Yehuda Me'esechov. We learned in last week's Parsha. He went down and got married again, started from scratch. He got married again, had kids now, Erva Oinon, and the whole story with them. And the end of the whole story is that when Yaakov Avinu is about to pass away, he praises Yehuda. He shambles Reuven and Shimon and Levi. When he comes to Yehuda, he says, Yehuda, ato yoiducha achecho, you are the praise of all your brothers, yodcho boirfe, you're going to be the ultimate success of Klal Yisrael and everything. What happened? I thought we just put him in the garbage. What? The answer is, what made him, what rose, what elevated him to that level was the fact that he got thrown, that something went wrong, he got dumped, and in the being dumped, he didn't lose himself. He held on, and he got it together, and he did a complete tshuva, he did everything he was supposed to do. Now when he came back, it wasn't his original kingdom, it was 50 billion times better than that original kingdom he had, where all the brothers accepted him as king. Now he really proved himself. When a person is established as king, just stam, it's one thing. When a king is dumped, and he doesn't fall apart, and he holds it together, and from the garbage, he works everything, and then he rises, then they know that he was really a king lechatchila. Dovra Melech with Avshalom, Dovra Melech with Shola Melech, the fact that he got, again, first they declared him as king, and then he's running for his life. And the fact that he knew how to run for his life the right way, and the fact that he didn't lose him, even when he had to go to Gas, Melech Plishtim, you know, when he went to Ochish, Melech Plishtim, he had to run out of Eretz Yisrael. Imagine the king, the one who Hashem declares as the Moshiach Hashem, and there's no place for him to hide in the Eretz Yisrael, he's got to run to the Plishtim. And they caught him already. They caught him, it's all over? Not all over. He knew how to put on a performance there of Simcha, dancing and making himself look crazy, so that Ochish said, get this guy out. Where are you bring this nutcase here? We don't have enough Meshugoyim here in Plishtim. We need another Meshugana. Get him out of here. Got him out of there, and he went up, 50 billion times higher than he was when he was first anointed as king. The fact that he proved himself, that he could go through such yiridus and handle it the right way and come out of it, that's what proved to the entire Am Yisrael that this is the one whom Hashem knows who he picked. This is David Melech Yisrael. Kol Yisrael b'nei Melochim heim. The Jews are called b'nei Melochim. So again, when we were in Eretz Yisrael and we were sitting there and living comfortably with our Beis HaMikdash, we were all princely and royally and regally, but not shlemus yet. When we got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael and got thrown among the Goyim and didn't lose our identity there, but remain strong, hold on to our name, you know, like in Mitzrayim, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their levush, they held their pride, they didn't forget that they were kings. Despite being thrown in the garbage, they remembered that this, I'm a ben melech, and they held on to that. Then when they come back to Eretz Yisrael, it's with much, much more glory. Then it's Nisyashev Malchuso, that concept. Then the kingdom will really be established in a permanent way. The story, the first story, the beginning of the story, the seven Betlers, where the king is giving over the kingdom to his son during his lifetime, and he says to him, I'm a stargazer. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You are going to fall. That's a fact. Now, depending on how you handle it, I'll either be happy or very happy. If you fall and you lose yourself, you give up on yourself, then I'll be very happy. You know why? Because you'll have proven that you didn't deserve the kingdom, and I'll be very happy that you fell and that you're in the garbage, period. I'll be totally happy. But if when you fall, you won't lose yourself, you'll hang in there, and you'll remain solid and strong, then I'll be mishuna freilich, I'll be unbelievably happy, because then you'll have proven yourself that you really are worthy of being a king. And then you'll get back, no problem. You'll get back to your kingdom, no problem. We believe b'emunah shleima that in every generation, including this one, including today, in the darkest of times, there are tzaddikim who are doing their thing in a spectacular way, and for them alone, it's all going to be worth it. And in their zechus, everybody will have a tikkun. The assimilated one, everybody will be able to have a tikkun in the zechus of those few. We'll hold it over here for now. Hilchas Prikatina, Halacha Dalet, page Samach Ches, the right-hand column, 7 lines down. V'chol ze zochu al yidei shira. Rav Nosson Zal was speaking about the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim. About the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim and the Shira Sayam, singing praise to Hashem, and how that's what really established the throne of Hashem. Until then, Hashem's throne wasn't established. From that point on, His throne became established. V'chol ze zochu al yidei shira. All of this, the Yidden was zochu to through the shira. Shehu shleimu sahoido b'leiv sholem kanal. Singing represents the highest degree of praise with a full heart. Ki kol hashirois klulem me'asora mine negina. Because all songs are a combination of the 10 basic elements of song. Shenemar bohem sefer tehillim, from which the sefer tehillim were constructed, which are mentioned in the Gemara in Psochim, and it's mentioned in the first Rashi in the sefer tehillim. It talks about these 10 basic types of song. Shir, nitzuach, nigun, tfila. Shehem bechinas shir poshut, kofel, mishulosh, meruba. They represent a song that's singled, doubled, tripled, and quadrupled. What this refers to is where you take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and first you take one letter, the Yud, then you take two letters, Yud Hei, then you take three letters, Yud Hei Vav, and then you take all four letters. By doing it that way, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 equals 10, a total of 10. And that's referred to 4, 3, 2, 1, which refers to the 10 types of song. There's a whole discussion in a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Ches, in Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the song of the future. And that's called the Gemara, the Zohar Kodesh speaks about a song that's going to be played on a harp of 72 strings. 72 is chesed, oilam chesed yibone, the world is going to be rebuilt with chesed, and these 72 strings come from taking Hashem's name in this way. Yud plus Yud Hey plus Yud Hey Vav plus Yud Kei Vav Kei equals 72. That's the symbol of this harp of 72 strings, and that represents the sound of the shofar. There's a pasuk that says, Horem kashofar koilech, lift up your voice like the shofar. Hashem is speaking to the Nevi'im. The word kashofar, Rabbeinu Zal brings in that chapter in Likutei Moran, makes up these four words, poshut, kofel, shilush, ribua. referring to these four levels of songs, single, double, triple, quadruple, referring to the total of 10 types of song, the 10 elements of Negina that are the foundation of all songs, just like you have the 10 basic sounds of the shofar. Tkiah Shvorim Trua Tkiah is 4. Tkiah Shvorim Tkiah is another 3. And Tkiah Trua Tkiah is another 3. Those are called the 10 basic sounds of the shofar, corresponding to the 10 types of song, corresponding to the 10 letters of Hashem's name in the way that we just showed it. V'zeh bechinas shleimus ribua hadibur. This represents the shleimus of the power of speech, which we mentioned earlier refers to 4 quadrants of speech. Shehu marumos b'posuk, which are hinted to in the posuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, loy ish dvorim anoichi, I am not a man of words, gam mitmoil, also not from yesterday, gam mishilshoim, also not from 2 days ago. When Hashem wanted to send Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, you got the wrong guy, because I can't speak well. I don't have a good chituch hadibur to be able to speak clearly. Not from today, not from yesterday, not from 2 days ago. Gam me'oz dabercha, and not even from the time when you first spoke to me, even then I couldn't talk well. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin shom heite ba'toyran al, look in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, this Torah Yemei Chanukah, Torah Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal explains over there how this pasuk refers to the 4 levels of speech. Ish dvorim zebechinas shir poshit. When he said that I'm not a man of words, that's one level. Gam mitmoil, also not yesterday. I also couldn't speak yesterday. Hainu hayoim viesmoil. That's referring to today plus yesterday. In other words, when I say in addition to that, that I don't want to see you today, and in addition to that tomorrow, by saying in addition tomorrow, that means tomorrow refers to 2, today and tomorrow. You understand? By saying that gam. So gam mitmoel refers to zebechinas kofel, that refers to this doubled speech. Gam mishilshoim, and also not from 2 days ago, zebechinas mishulosh, that refers to this third level. Today, yesterday, and 2 days ago. 3 different levels. Gam me'oz dabercha, and not even from when you first spoke to me, Moshe Rabbeinu said, which is weeks ago, or months ago, Bechinas Meruba, that represents this 4th level. So we're talking about a concept of 4-3-2-1 when it comes to Dibur, that there's 4 quadrants of Dibur. One is called Pashut, the second one is called Kaful, doubled, the third one is called Shilush, tripled, and the other one is called Meruba, 4th. Ki Hashem Yisborach Toan in Moshe Zayin Yomim. Ki Hashem Yisborach Toan in Moshe Zayin Yomim. Because Hashem argued with Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days. Ukamoshe Pirush Rashi, as Rashi says over there, Hashem was negotiating with Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days to convince him to be willing to go to Egypt to take the Yidden out. Ki Gimel Gamin Ribuyin. Because the 3 times that it says Gam, that Rashi over there in Chumash brings, it says Gam 3 times, each one of them is a ribui. Ve'elu hazayin yomim heim keneged gimel kavei hoemes shemeirin beribua hadibur kedei shayidei elu hazayin yomim yo'iru gimel kavei hoemes beribua hadibur shayidei ze yizgala achtus haposhut sheze ikar gmar hatikon hagula. Now back. In this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about 4 quadrants of speech, and he explains what they are, and he says that in order for a person to be zeche to dibur b'shleimus, the person has to have emes in their dibur. They have to have truth in their words. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter on Likutei Moran that emes is a 3-prong item. We know that the word emes is aleph, mem, and tof. Aleph is the beginning, the first letter of the aleph base. Mem is the middle letter, tof is the end letter. Emes in general refers to three, and Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter, Yaakov Avinu is called Emes, and he's the third one of the forefathers of the Jews, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. In that chapter in Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal shows how Shleimus Hadibur is when a person is able to shine the three shafts of Emes into the four quadrants of Dibur, which means it's a total of seven. In order for a person to be zeichet to a Shleimus Hadibur, he's got to shine all three Kavei Emes into these four quadrants of Dibur. And so that they'll be zeichet to bring about the tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there. And Aval Moshe Omar B'yoyim Hazayin, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, even when it came to the seventh day, so that's what's represented by the 7 days which Moshe Rabbeinu was deliberating with Hashem, whether he should be the one to go to Mitzrayim and speak to Paro. His mission was to go talk to Paro. He didn't want to go talk until he got this tikkun of the three units of Emes being shined into the four sections of Dibur. However, even on the seventh day, Moshe Rabbeinu was refusing. And even though Hashem said to him, what are you talking about? Who gives a person the ability to speak? I'm the one. So what are you telling me you can't talk? If I'm sending you, I'll give you the ability to speak. Heshiv, and still Moshe Rabbeinu answered Hashem, Shlach no biyat tishloch. Send the one that you're going to send. Send Mashiach. Don't send. This is a waste. You're going to send me now to take the Jews out, and they're going to end up back in Golis in a couple hundred years. So what's the purpose? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know that I'm not going to be the one to take them out in the future. The Gula now is not going to be a final one. As the Gemara says, Hainu she'omar she'adayin lo yizocho le'gemar tikun shleimus hadibur. This means that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Hashem, I realize that I have not yet been zoichet to shleimus hadibur. Shehu bechinas malchus peh. The mouth is always referred to as malchus, kingdom. Shemarumos beposuk gam me'oz. Which is what Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to when he said, I'm not a person who has a power of speech today, yesterday, 2 days ago, gam me'oz dabercho. And even from when you first spoke to me, and we learned in the previous year, that oz refers to malchus, nochoin kisacho me'oz. The kingdom of Hashem was established from oz. Shehu b'chinas nochoin kisacho me'oz, kemuv shom zeh aposek linyin zeh. As the Gemara quotes, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk, Nochoin Kisach HaMeoz, referring to this issue. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying about himself, I know that I'm not the Melech Yisrael, but this Malchus is not going to be a final one. Kizeh HaGmar Shel Tikkun Ribua HaDibur Yerak Al Yidei Moshiach. Because this Tikkun of all four quadrants of speech is only going to take place when Mashiach comes. Sheyizke lahamalucha dikdusha. He's going to be the one that will be zeichet to the real Malchus dikdusha bishleimus. Aval Hashem Yizborach gozar al Moshe she'aval pikein hu mochroch leilech. However, Hashem insisted that despite the fact that this is not going to be a final gula, he still wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to go. Ki hahechrech sheyaschel hagula horishoino. Because you must start an original geula, kidei sheyizkeh letoido hoidah, so that there should be something to thank Hashem for, kidei legalos achdus haposhut, which we learned in the previous year that when you thank Hashem, that's when you really reveal the oneness of Hashem. Ad shesoif kol soif yegmar geula achrona al yidei zeh, until, as a result of starting off this process of praising Hashem and thanking Hashem, that's what will result in the final gula. But you got to start somewhere. So despite the fact that this is not going to be a final gula, at least it's going to give us something to say thank you for and to sing the praises of Hashem with. As the pasuk says, Bebechinas, Kimei tseis chomim mitzrayim, ar eno niflois. It says that when Mashiach is going to come, Hashem's going to show us wondrous miracles like he did when we went out of Mitzrayim. Rav Moshe Zal says, Ki meitzeis chami Mitzrayim, dependent on the going out of Mitzrayim, is the miracles of the future. The whole basis for Hashem to be able to do the phenomenal miracles that he's going to do when Mashiach comes is going to be the fact that there was a Gula Rishona, and from that Gula Rishona, there was a lot of Shevach of Hashem that was said. That Shevach of Hashem is going to be what's going to make it possible for there to be a Gula Achrona. Va'oz, kishegomar Moshe ha-Gula ha-Rishona, and then when Moshe Rabbeinu completed this first Gula, v'noflu umesu Mitzrayim al Sfas Hayom, and the Egyptians fell and died at the edge of the ocean, at the Red Sea, vayaminu b'Hashem, it says then the Jews believed in Hashem. Oz ro Moshe shedvar elikenu yokum loilam. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the words of Hashem live. Valkein oz yoshir Moshe. That's why he started singing then. Shehimshich hashira meishir shelosid. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very important point here. The song that Moshe Rabbeinu sang at the splitting of the Red Sea was a song that Moshe Rabbeinu drew from the future song, from the song that's going to be sung when Mashiach comes. Ki yud al shem hosid. Because we know in Hebrew grammar, yoshir means will sing. Yoshir doesn't mean sang, it means will sing. Then, oz yoshir Moshe, then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing? That doesn't fit. It means he sang a song which will be sung. He drew the song that he was singing there from the song of the future. Ukemoisham Razal, as the Gemara learns out, Mikan She'osid Moshe Loshir. From here we learn out that there's going to come a time in the future when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to sing. Hainu Shehimshich Shiro Meshir She'osid. Moshe Rabbeinu drew a part of a song from the song of the future, Shehu Bechinas Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulash Maruba, which is that quadruple song that we spoke about earlier, that song that's going to be played on the harp of 72 strings, that song of the future, Shehu Bechinas Ribua Hadibur, which corresponds, this quadruple song corresponds to the four quadrants of speech. In the future, when Mashiach is going to come, then the Koyach HaDibur and the Koyach HaShira are going to be Bishlemus. Just like it says, Oz Ahafoy Chal Kol Ha'amim Sofa Brura Likroi Kulam B'Shem Hashem. Hashem says in the future, when Mashiach is going to come, Hashem is going to give all the nations of the world the ability to speak clearly, to call out to Hashem, Likroi Kulam B'Shem Hashem. So we see that that's when there's going to be a Shleimus HaDibur. V'yato Himshich HaShira Misham. And now Moshe Rabbeinu drew his song from there. V'ideze Nizgale B'Yoyser Hizgalos Achtus HaPoshut Mitach Pulois Mishtanois. And by doing that, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to reveal the oneness of Hashem by showing it from among Pulais Mishtanais, all kinds of diversifications. Sheze Nizgale Al Yidei Ribua Hadibur. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows us in that chapter in Nikudiman how by fixing the four quadrants of Dibur, that brings about this Hizgalus of the Achdus HaPoshut. He shows over there that when is the Dibur really Bishleimus? On Shabbos. We're going to have soon a whole chapter in Shulchan Aruch that deals with all the things you're not allowed to talk about on Shabbos. Why? Because the Dibur of Shabbos is supposed to be much better than the Dibur of Chol. Shabbos represents Shleimus HaDibur. And we learned earlier that Shabbos represents the Hizgalos of the Achdus HaPoshut from the Pulois Mishtanois. The person who works 6 days a week, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid Uvayoyim Ashvi Tishbois. The working the 6 days represents Pulois Mishtanois. The resting on Shabbos represents the Hizgalos of the Achdus HaPoshut from the Pulois Mishtanois. When a Jew speaks what he's supposed to speak, when a Jew is zechet to Shleimus HaDibur, then he has this Bechin of Shabbos, which is synonymous with this Hizgalos of the Achdus HaPoshut from the Pulois Mishtanois. This is what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran.
sing? Why do we have to sing about the Lula Shalem, the final Lula? Why can't we sing about it?
It's not that he's singing about the Gula Shlema. It's that he's drawing song. The song that we have today is Chaser. He, in order for him to sing a full song, a song with the Yoshir, Yud Shir, the Shir of the Asor Amin and Negina, that's only going to be in the future. That's only going to be in the future that we're going to have this Shira, this Hizgalus of the And Moshe Rabbeinu was able at that time to draw from that. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Likutei Moran where he says basically that this world, Olam Hazeh, is Teva. Olam Haba is Hashkocha. The question is, how do we have miracles happen during Olam Hazeh, during the time that we're here? So he says, what happens is the tzaddikim are able to draw from the future. From that light to the future, the type of hashkocha, the miracles that are going to be real in the future, they're able to draw some of that into the present. And that's how they're able to affect miracles now. Because now isn't a time of miracles, and it's not a place of miracles. Now we're in the zoo. We're living in this junkyard. So how do we, the answer is it doesn't come from the present. It comes from the future. It's drawing from there into here a little shaft of light, which makes those miracles happen. Here also, we're being shown that the song that he sang was the song of the Gula Achroina. It was drawing from there. Chuchan Kisoi V'Nesia Shef Al Chusoi. This is why it was possible that when Moshe Rabbeinu sang the Shira Sayam, the throne of Hashem became established, and Hashem became seated upon His throne. Bebechinas Nochoim Kisacho Meoz. As we learned yesterday, that the throne of Hashem became established from Oz. Which Oz? Oz Yoshir. From that Oz.